The artworks have been mounted in a quiet corner gallery on the second floor of this cavernous museum. Perched above an atrium filled with hanging spacecraft and missiles and crowds of visiting tourists. Curator Tom Crouch says the show retraces milestones in space history through the unique visions and sensibilities of a diverse group of artists.
From the very first launches down to the latest planetary probe. And you see it through the eyes and the experience of these artists, all different, all interested in some different aspect of this.
As you enter the gallery, you come face to face with a life-size portrait of astronaut Gordon Cooper by Mitchell Jameson. It is 1963, and Cooper, in his silver-colored spacesuit, steps out of his Mercury space capsule after 22 orbits of Earth onto the bright, sunlit deck of the recovery ship. Nearby is a large painting by famed American illustrator Norman Rockwell of two astronauts suiting up for the first flight of the Gemini program in 1965.
It's like two knights putting on their armor, going out to do battle. We have another Rockwell called Behind Apollo 11 that is nothing but faces in profile, from the three Apollo 11 astronauts to the backup crew to their wives to scientists, engineers, and managers who stood behind them and who helped get them to the moon.
A range of works in the show are inspired by the Apollo program, which, as Kennedy had envisioned, successfully landed the first men on the moon in July 1969 and carried five more crews to the lunar surface before the program ended in 1972. Pop artist Andy Warhol captures the iconic image of Neil Armstrong's first steps on the lunar surface in vivid neon pink, yellow, and blue. An oil painter, Robert McCall, imagines the site of the rocket engine firing to propel the lunar lander back to Earth. Crouch says artist Crystal Jackson shows spectators watching the historic events unfold.
The Crystal Jackson in the show is called the Moon Hut, and it was a hamburger place just outside the main NASA gate with a big moon and these wonderful characters who were down there drawn by the excitement of the space program. So she captured sort of the culture of the area around Cape Canaveral at the time of the Apollo missions.
The show also includes photographs by William Wegman, known for his Weimaraner dog portraits, here suited up as astronauts, peering out from the portholes of the International Space Station. And high overhead, there's a twisted rubber sculpture made from tire fragments called Remembering Columbia that invokes the loss of the Columbia space shuttle and its crew in a disastrous re-entry accident in 2003. Another commission piece by watercolorist Barbara Ernst Prey is the X-43, the fastest airplane in the world, clocked at more than 11,000 kilometers per hour. Prey studied the craft for months and did sketches at Edwards Air Force Base in California's Mojave Desert an hour before its launch from the wing of a high-flying carrier jet.
What was going through my mind is, do I make this abstract? Do I make it concrete? And it really came back. I kept on coming back to, it's really about the blue sky and this object going as fast as it can across and just the energy. And that's what I tried to get with the yellow and the different colors in the cloud going behind it.
Prey then stationed herself in front of a large TV screen to watch the flight. She says the experience filled her with a sense of awe.
It's the amazing gifts that these people have to do amazing things, and I think that's what I've really learned. And then it helps you look, because you're looking at the you're looking and you're thinking and you're looking at the cosmos and the universe, and it helps you look at things differently.
Visitor Barbara Baldwin from San Antonio, Texas, shares that enthusiasm.
You know, growing up, space exploration, was a neat thing. I will never forget where I was when the men landed on the moon and what we did that day, and our family gathered around the TV that night. So I have, great memories as a child.
Hunter Thornton from Vidalia, Louisiana, came to the museum with some high school friends. He says it was a chance to put on his Star Wars movie gear. He's a fan of science fiction, but enjoys how the artists interpret real events.
It really goes to show, how America's propelling in technology and things like that, as far as being in space and things like that goes. And hopefully one day we'll be walking around in costumes such as these for real.
NASA Art, 50 years of exploration, will continue its journey to cities across the United States into 2012. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.